Piper Johnson was going to die. She had no doubt about that. When her friend Kaylee had talked her into coming to visit her in Timor-Leste, a small island nation between Indonesia and Australia, she'd been excited about the adventure. At 32, she'd spent way too much of her life sequestered in the various apartments she'd rented, stuck in her own head as she created her well-known cartoons. Now, all she felt was terror. She was crouched in a crawl space under the kitchen floor of the orphanage for girls that she and Kaylee had been visiting 3 days ago, with three orphans who were looking to her to save them. But the truth of the matter was, Piper had no idea what to do. None. When they'd heard the shouts and gunshots from outside the kitchen, Kaylee had pushed Piper and the three little girls into the crawl space and said she was going to go outside and grab more children before returning. She hadn't come back. They'd known rebels in the area had been organizing and causing issues for the security forces. Kaylee's fellow Peace Corps volunteers had sent out a message to be cautious, and she'd been checking in every other day with her boss down in Dili. But neither Kaylee nor Piper had been too concerned. Piper, because Kaylee had assured her the rebels had been dissatisfied with the current government for a while and nothing had happened thus far. Kaylee, because she'd lived in the country for 6 months and had gotten used to the grumblings and warnings of uprisings. The rebels had finally decided to act on their rebellion while Kaylee and Piper had been visiting an orphanage, a few miles from Kaylee's house and regular assignment for the Peace Corps. While they'd been hiding under the floor, Piper had heard enough scary sounds to turn her off horror movies for the rest of her life. Yelling, gunshots, crying. She'd wanted to go out and help her friend, but knew that would be signing her own death warrant. She was fairly sure Kaylee was dead. She had to be. Why else hadn't she returned? Tears formed in her eyes yet again, but Piper refused to let them fall. She didn't have time to grieve for her friend at the moment. 4-year-old Ronnie was hungry, as were they all. Piper had gotten desperate enough a day and a half ago to sneak out of their hiding place and find some food, but it had literally scared her so badly she wasn't ready to do it again. The kitchen pantry had been ransacked by the rebels, and the blood everywhere she looked had been terrifying. She'd managed to find a few cans of fruit and some stale bread, and they'd been making their stash last as long as possible. But soon, she'd have to make a decision. Try to get back to Kaylee's house, get her stuff, and find a way to get off the mountain and to the airport. Or stay put until someone from the Timor-Leste Defense Force came to rescue them. Neither option appealed. Besides the fact she figured it would be extremely dangerous to just wander around in the mountains, she had no idea which way to go. She'd always been a bit directionally challenged, and while she could probably get back to Kaylee's house, which wasn't too far from the orphanage, if there weren't rebels waiting to kill everyone they came into contact with, she was still about a 3-hour car ride from the capital city of Dili. Finding a way to get from here to there by herself, safely, was extremely daunting. And then there was Ronnie, Cinta, and Kamala. Piper had already begun to bond with the three little girls throughout the harrowing days which they'd been hiding. They were completely vulnerable and would be killed or captured by the rebels if she left them, so that wasn't happening. But having three young children, who were probably traumatized by what had occurred, would make the trip from the orphanage to the capital even more difficult.